Kevin DeLeon shows up at LA City Council meeting, leaves after protests erupt. Los Angeles embattled City Councilman Kevin DeLeon attended December 9's council meeting, but his appearance was brief as protesters immediately shouted for him to leave, and he was no longer present after a recess of around 45 minutes. DeLeon had not attended a council meeting since October 11. He has defied widespread calls to resign over his participation in a racially charged 2021 conversation with council members Gil Cedillo and Nuri Martinez and a top county labor official that was leaked in October. He is also facing a recall effort that is in the process of gathering signatures. Protesters have regularly shown up at meetings demanding that DeLeon and Cedillo resign before the city conducts its business. DeLeon entered the chamber during public comment and sat in his seat. When audience members realized he was present, protesters shouted for him to leave while his supporters cheered. DeLeon stared blankly at the commotion as he sat in his assigned council seat for the first time in nearly 2 months. Council President Paul Krikorian immediately announced a recess and then went over to DeLeon to have an animated discussion, at one point gesturing at the rowdy audience. All the members then walked out of the room. The audience remained, with DeLeon's supporters chanting Kevin while protesters responded with racist. Krikorian said previously that if DeLeon did attempt to come back, other members of the council would leave the meeting. Prior to DeLeon's arrival in the chamber, several of his supporters gave public comments in defense of DeLeon. When Krikorian resumed the meeting, DeLeon was no longer present in the chamber. Krikorian did not immediately address the situation. Councilman Mike Bonin, whose son was the target of racist comments during the leaked conversation, said on Twitter that he, along with council members Marquise Harris Dawson and Nithya Raman, walked out of the meeting. Bonin called DeLeon a vile racist who needs to resign. During the October 11th meeting, DeLeon and Cedillo had to leave the chamber as protesters chanted. Martinez resigned shortly after the leak. All three council members have also been censured by their colleagues. An ad hoc governance reform committee began discussing Thursday the potential consequences for censured members, as the city charter does not currently state any penalties. The council meets one more time on Tuesday before its winter recess. During several interviews after the recordings were leaked, DeLeon claimed that resigning would be the easy way out, and he wants to do the work of healing with the communities that he has hurt. The 55-year-old former state senator and assemblyman has been on the council since 2020 and made an unsuccessful run for mayor this year. Among other comments in the recorded conversation, Martinez belittled Bonin, who is white and has a black son, and criticized the child for his behavior at a Martin Luther King Day parade, saying Bonin's son was misbehaving on a float, which might have tipped over if she and the other women on the float didn't step in to parent this kid. DeLeon then compared Bonin's handling of his son at the parade to when Nuri brings her little yard bag or the Louis Vuitton bag. The meeting also included efforts to manipulate the city's redistricting process. In October, DeLeon sent a letter to Krikorian asking to be excused from attending council meetings in the coming weeks so he could focus on the healing process. DeLeon told Krikorian he would be spending the coming weeks and months personally asking for your forgiveness. But Krikorian did not appear to accept DeLeon's attempt to make amends. In a statement, Krikorian said apologies will not be nearly enough to undo the damage that this city has suffered. The only way we can begin to heal as a city is for Mr. DeLeon to take responsibility for his actions, accept the consequences, and step down.